Elise Stefanik vows to subpoena Andrew Cuomo over nursing home scandal. By Wendell Hasebo on October 25, 2022. Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, on Monday promised to subpoena former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo over his involvement in the nursing home scandal during the pandemic if Republicans retake the House majority in November. At a Justice for Victims press conference in Rensselaer County, Stefanik announced House Republicans intend to investigate Cuomo's involvement in covering up nursing home deaths and the total number of those deaths as part of House Republicans' commitment to America. There must be accountability. And there must be transparency in answers, she said about Governor Cuomo's fatal executive order that did not abide by CMS's guidance and forced COVID-positive nursing home patients into nursing homes across this state. Stefanik, the third most senior-ranking House Republican, said Democrats from New York State and Washington, D.C., have been curiously uninterested in investigating the deaths. Not a single Democrat member of Congress has focused on this important issue that has led to the loss of 15,000 seniors lives in New York State. House Republicans will, Stefanik said. So while all the Albany Democrats have refused to conduct a full-scale investigation, House Republicans will. I've talked to numerous family members who lost their loved ones as direct result of the fatal nursing home executive order that Governor Cuomo and then Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul put into place, she continued. I'm proud to both lead that effort to both sound the alarm of the illegal actions of Governor Cuomo and Lieutenant Governor Hochul, but also since then, demanding an investigation. Critics of Cuomo's handling of COVID-positive seniors during the pandemic have called the act criminal and a public fraud. An audit by the New York State Comptroller in March revealed Cuomo failed to account for 4,100 nursing home deaths. Cuomo was able to suppress nursing home death tolls by counting only residents who had died in such facilities, excluding residents who died in hospitals, which led to an artificially lower tally of nursing home deaths that Mr. Cuomo used to argue New York had fared better than other states, the New York Times reported. The nursing home scandal began in 2021 when it was discovered that Cuomo's administration directed nursing homes to accept recovering coronavirus patients, increasing elderly deaths. Reports continued to surface that Cuomo and his administration intentionally suppressed the death totals to protect the governor politically. Meanwhile, Cuomo reportedly received more than $4 million to write a book about his supposedly successful management of the pandemic. During the pandemic, Cuomo was heralded as the perfect exact opposite of former President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.